Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 12. So we are starting to talk about, started last year, the four main temperaments to make it easier and more categorized in a general way. That'll be easier to understand later, all 16. There are four main categories and that have distinct personalities, distinct descriptions. And we started to talk about the SP. And we're going to continue talking about the SP today. S means sensing, very concrete, down to earth. And P is that they use that information, they gather that information and express their information based on a concrete way of perceiving, being open-ended and gathering information in an open way, instead of a more structured way. And in this category, there are four personality types: ESFP, ISFP, ESTP, ISTP. They're all different from one another to a certain extent, but this SP strain is in all four of them. And that will make it easier to understand. So as we're describing this, you could think of yourselves, how different or similar you are to an SP, or whether people in your circle of family, your wife, your husband, your children, or family, close family members, if any of them are SPs, if co-workers, people like that, you people you grew up in yeshiva, it'll resonate, and you'll say, hey, that's an SP. And based on that, you will understand more about them. A few teachers know how to handle an exuberant SP energy. They may say, wrongly, that SPs are lazy or stubborn, and they may punish them harshly. And those tactics often make these children even more resistant to school. They learn best, these SPs, when they can use sensory objects, making letters out of clay, constructing an actual sukkah, sewing a replica of the Big Day Kahuna, making the Beis HaMikdash out of real blocks and structuring it that way. It's a mistake to force an SP into a life of just cerebral activities, of just intellectual activities, because then they'll feel like failures and they'll take out their frustrations on others. This is a very important yesod in chinuch. There are people that are just more equipped and have a tchuna towards hands-on skills, whether it's in Parnassa or whether it's in their chelik of Torah and in Ruchnias. SPs, as generally speaking, are not the ones that are going to sit completely like 18 hours and learning and sitting in one shir and learning like that. It's not in their tchuna. They have another tafkid in life. Of course, they have to learn and they could do, but their talents are in different directions. Very often adults may quickly label a dynamic SP as being difficult, as being hyperactive. Many are late bloomers academically, but they do settle down seriously in their teens and 20s, and they really get into their learning. There are many SPs that were failures in the early part of school. Their rebbes or teachers thought nothing will come of them. And they saw them, and years later, you see their heads of organizations in businesses and fields, even in organizing in chinuch, working in yeshivas in unbelievable ways, as organizers and working things together. So SPs have a tremendous kayach. So parents who have these constant battles with their SP children should not despair, should not feel bad. And you need to give them praise when they have that self-control. It's harder for them to have that control because the P is outward in a concrete way through the S. You say, Chaim, I'm so proud that you're controlling yourself. I'm proud of you. Sorry, I know it's hard for me to control myself right now, but I'm not going to hit and scream. I can control myself and you can control too. Teachers who enjoy making a classroom exciting and express affection can bring the best in an SP child. You hug them. You mean male to male, female to female teachers. They need that. Now, parents of SPs need to establish firm boundaries and regulations to keep them and keep them consistently. SP children will test the limits. You can't be too harsh with them. because then they'll rebel. But you need to show a discipline, firmly, but without anger, firmly, without chas v'shalom hatred. They should be praised often, and the idea is to constantly give them encouragement. Now, many SPs have ADD, attention deficit disorder, and therefore they're characterized by hyperactivity, inability to tolerate frustration, inability to concentrate or sit in a classroom, left-right confusion, spatial relationships, sloppy handwriting, motor coordination difficulties, clumsiness, recklessness, and so on and so forth. But again, many do not have ADD, and ADD is treatable, and they can thrive. So these SPs need to be taken care of with care, to work with them, to organize activity as outlets for their energy. They are spontaneous overall. SPs love to act impulsively and spontaneous. See, this is where you don't judge people if you're not in their shoes. For an SP to have self-control and to be organized, they are showing a much stronger character and strength than other types. They will go with the mood that strikes. They're the ones that perform before, you know, chasen v'kala with the dancing and great enthusiasm. They enjoy that. They really, really enjoy that. They're freedom loving. They need to express themselves outward. Now, they don't have that J characteristic so much. Therefore, people view them as being unreliable or untrustworthy, but they don't need to be this way. But they have this polarity expanse as a response SPs. They tend to rebel sometimes. In other words, they may say, if someone tells me to do something, I have an urge to do the exact opposite. And they need to work on that. SPs don't like 9-to-5 jobs and routine. They like change. They like structure. They like to move around. It's hard for them to sit at a desk, 7 hours, 8 hours a day. That's why when the Chayvus Alvavus says you should try to choose a profession that it's more with your nature. So an SP needs to be mechanech themselves that they're not the type that's going to sit by a desk for 10 hours a day. They need to work through other things. So for example, SPs work hard at process-oriented projects that have sensory stimulation. Let's say a doctor who can perform a 17-hour operation. SPs are great at that. A politician or businessman who could sustain a real grueling, difficult schedule day in and day out. Or a musician that can play in a band all night long. SPs are able to endure physical hardships because they don't worry about whether they can endure it. They have confidence they can endure it. And they enjoy the excitement of it that is presented by these difficulties. They thrive on it. Now, when they're healthy, SPs have a good sense of humor. They're optimistic. They're sociable. If they are an SFP with the feeling part, then they have a warmth, they're charming, they're adventurous, they're optimistic. SP men in particular are free spirits. And STPs, if you have the T, they have sometimes challenges in giving intimacy. And they may make promises and plan impulsively and then forget them. So they need to work on the intimate aspects of things, of being emotionally close to somebody. SP likes a lot of variety and action. They may get bored with a spouse that doesn't have that same hunger. So there needs to be an adaptation there. STP, if they don't develop that F side of themselves, they may be insensitive. They have to work on sensitivity. But overall, they're very optimistic. Now we're going to talk about when an SP is unhealthy. Now listen very, very carefully. Whenever we're talking about any type of personality type and we talk about the challenges when they're not healthy, it sounds like we're picking on them. In reality, we're not. Every single personality type has the healthy side to it and an unhealthy side to it. So we discuss the unhealthy side to it, and it's the purpose of it is not to point fingers, not to judge, but rather to be aware and to become healthy. So SPs, if they don't control it, they never learn the J aspect, which is self-discipline and trustworthiness. And SPs, whether they're a T, they use their rationality negatively, or if they're a F, they use their emotionality negatively. So they have to be careful about that. They may be impulsive and unrestrained, that they, if they're not healthy, they could manifest very much in acts of cruelty and also self-centered pleasure-seeking. They enjoy fighting. Fighting makes them powerful. They could be pessimistic, gloomy, hot-tempered. They could either run physically and emotionally away, and they escape into either workaholism of working crazy, crazy amount of hours, or they may run after pleasure in a very unhealthy way. Unbalanced SPs that live a superficial existence are dedicated in satisfying their physical desires. They have a tremendous nisayon with those type of things, of not falling into partying, gambling, sex addictions, and all of that. They have to be very, very careful. Many were poor students as children. They feel they're inferior. They feel they're not knowledgeable. Therefore, they devote their lives to externals, possession, status, appearance, food, house, vacation, sexual things, and so on and so forth. So they have to be very careful because they're filling a void that they know they can't fill. They do it sometimes so that others should be impressed. They're afraid of real intimacy. They're afraid their outer cover will be blown when people know what they're really like. They're often very cruel. And they're threatened by people that are honest and warm and loving. They don't have the capacity to have introspection or true empathy. Their empathy could get shut down, chas v'shalom. So such negative SPs are going to make fun of people, make fun of other people's pain even, minimize other people's pain, especially if they were the cause of it. If they are an unhealthy STP, that T won't be thinking in a scholarly way, but it'll use all the negative T aspects, which is being disinterested in people, aloofness, cold, cruel silence, emotional oblivion, and so on and so forth. They won't bond to anybody, and they, STPs, are the most prone to violence and physical abuse and cruelty if they're not, made healthy. They also may engage in passive-aggressive acts like procrastinating, breaking promises, refusing to work their share of what they're supposed to be. They're irresponsible, preoccupied. They're petty tyrants. They will criticize without rachmanis and make others dependent on them so they can feel superior. It is very, very sad. If they're a STP, they could use their T in a way that could be ruthless. They could be a ruthless businessman or deceitful politician. Less ambitious SPs would be wishy-washy, procrastinating all the time. If they're SFP, they could be persuasive, manipulative, and so on and so forth. So we discussed some unhealthy aspects of an SP, but they could get health through integrating. Integrating means you take the opposite side and you balance it with it. So for example, you adopt SJ disciplines. You take the judging aspects and you start sticking to schedules, to davening 3 times a day, not procrastinating, meeting deadlines, meeting commitments. Here is where breaking your midah, which is the purpose of life according to the Gra, applies. Remember, when we started to talk about personality types, it's not to put people in boxes or to limit a person, but to expand a person. You're an SP. You don't have to, you'll always be an SP, but you can integrate and take the opposite midas and integrate into you to be the best SP possible, which means you're going to have to learn the J. You will never be a J, but you have to learn the J and adapt that into your personality, the judging, the deadlines, the commitments, the davening 3 times a day, whether you're in the mood or not in the mood, to sticking to a schedule, to be committed to your work ethic, to be committed to everything. Group therapy is an excellent mode for emotionally unaware SPs because there's role-playing, role reversals. They can work towards each other, talking about each other's fears and so on and so forth. An unhealthy SP, with all the negative things we talked about that they could fall into, the main emotion there is fear. Their fear of being revealed, fear of being tied down, fear of being misjudged. And it's a relief for ESPYs to learn that they don't have to spend their lives trying to enhance their external image. They can be real, they can be human, and still be loved. So the procrastinating, you stop procrastinating. That's why it's hard for them, let's say Friday afternoon, to get ready for Shabbos. They're always late. They could work through it. Also, their addiction to wild excitement, because they need that adrenaline. They could work towards not needing it so much and tempering it down. And ultimately, that brings out the best in the SP. We'll get back to all four types, Be'ez Hashem. But Be'ez Hashem, we're going to move on to the next one, which we're going to talk about, which is the SJ, in the next year. But SPs, again, there are four types. And I'll put the list of them on the heading, you know, in this shear. But you'll look at it and you will try, if someone, it resonates with them or close to them, the description that was brought down in the last two shear about SP, it categorizes into four types. So let me give an example and then we'll end the shear. I'll give an example. If you know an SP that fits this description of more or less of what is described here, they'll either be an extrovert or an introvert. Well, they'll be either an ESP or an ISP, right? And the other thing is, either they'll be a T, they'll be very logical and using their cerebral activities, or they'll be an F, very emotional. So they'll be a SFP or a STP. And then you could sort of narrow it down, and each one has their unique differences. So I spoke in general, but when we go later into SP and going into the individual four categories within them, each one will look different than one another, even though they have that SP overall strain. Bracha v'atzlacha.